Stephen A., I don't really have a rebuttal for anything you said the last 2 days, because none of that shit moved me, bro. I think the proof is in the pudding. You know, your route and how you got to the top, and my route and what I'm building, people see it. People respect both sides. And I'm not really here to beef with you. I fuck with you. And I'm not here to respond to other clowns that feel like they want to, you know, throw their name in the mix. But I'm going to leave you with this, bro. I think I met you in 04, 05 when I got traded with Webb to Philly. And you were AI's guy. AI's guy. Super solid. And this is when I wasn't playing. You would always show love. You would say hello. Very cool. Very down to earth. You were the go-to guy before social media. Guys confide in you. You know where a lot of bodies lie at. On both sides of the fence. You were a guy that we guys in the NBA turned to. You know, fast forward, my career gets going, and it's always respectful every time we see each other. And then come to the end of my career, I'm jumping in the media space, sign a deal with ESPN, and you're open arms, open book, phone number, questions, whatever, show super love. So I never want to seem like I'm not appreciative to how you helped me in this space and how you helped a lot of athletes in this space. You've helped a ton of people, and you're at the top as far as this sports shit goes. But I remember after that shit, us getting closer and just talking more and really talking business. And I remember all the smoke was already up and running, and the production company I had just launched, and you were talking about launching your own company, launching your YouTube page. We talked about doing shit together. And then I want to say the following summer is when the big ESPN deal hit, if I'm not mistaken. You were telling me about the Sirius satellite deal you got and that bread. And I was excited, bro. Like, looked up to you. You keep raising the bar, do your thing. I'm following you. And then I kind of start seeing you settle in with these new deals and new money. And I start seeing, you know, Fox. And I'm like, damn, bro's tripping. And the group chat and the homies and people in the industry, like, man, fuck Stephen A. He's on it. And I was like, nah, y'all don't know him. I'm defending you. Like, I'm defending. Like, nah, y'all know bro off camera. He's solid. And I just keep seeing and then find out that, you know, the reason why you have such right-leaning opinions is because you get information from Bill O'Reilly's information team. And then it kind of all started making sense. And then, you know, I sit back and see the back and forth with you and Jason Whitlock. And we all know he's a piece of shit. And he's a coon. And he's burned every bridge in sports media. So that's why he does what he does. That's why he leans Fox. That's why every single day he's talking negative about a black and brown person. But I don't think you realize that there's people that put you in that same category now. And that's what disappoints me, because I know you're not that dude. I've known you for over 20 years, bro. And I know that the Stephen A. I met in Philly in 04, 05 or 05, 06 would slap the shit out of this dude. The dude he sees today, the OG would slap him. I know you would, because you was too cool, too down to earth, not with the bullshit. But now you're with a lot of shit. And it's more disheartening than anything, because I wasn't trying to disrespect. I look up to you. But what you've been on is bullshit, bro. Plain and simple. You could debate about this. You could scream. You can cuss. I got you fucked up. Whatever it is, we see it. And when I say we, I'm talking about the former athletes that used to really, like, confide and come holler at you. Like, you used to be the go-to. But now we don't even know you, bro.
Matt Barnes, this is for you. I appreciate that video. I found nothing disrespectful, not a single word about what you said. And you're absolutely right. We ain't gonna sit up there and include all the trolls and the wannabes and people that's just trying to get their name in the mix for clickbait. We don't need to do that. I appreciate your video. We disagree. But I want you to know that I didn't find a single word that you just uttered remotely disrespectful, like I found your initial one. I guess the way that I would start off responding to you is by saying, if you fuck with me, how come you didn't call me before you posted the original video? Because we could have had that conversation, and then you could have had context before you went out and said whatever it was that you wanted to say. I thought I was owed that courtesy by somebody I rock with, like you. But I get what you're saying. So let me address this real quick. Number one, I don't get my information from Bill O'Reilly. Of course, I've asked him questions in the past, just like I asked Chris Cuomo questions in the past and stuff like that. I have my own researchers. I have researchers that are neutral. I have researchers that are left-leaning. I have researchers that are right-leaning that I pay out of my pocket for. And none of them are associated with Bill O'Reilly or any right-wing group. It's just people that look up facts that I need looked up. That's number one. Number two, you brought up that you see me on Fox. Fair. Did you know that I've been on CNN more, twice as many times as I've been on Fox News? Did you know that I weekly contribute to News Nation with Chris Cuomo? So what I'm saying, I'm not faulting you for it, Matt. What I'm saying is, if I say a syllable, let alone a sentence or a paragraph or a phrase or whatever, that Fox and right wingers want to gravitate to, they plaster it on the front pages of their .com sites and stuff like that. I have no control over that. How come CNN doesn't do it? How come MS Now doesn't do it? How come News Nation may not have done it with the multitude of stuff that I've said against the right? What I'm saying is there's a political game going on here. You got cats who's hearing footsteps, and they don't want me in that realm. And so what they take and they bloviate about and they illuminate for their own selfish agendas has painted me in a light that I don't think depicts me accurately. But let me also be clear about this, Matt. I have always been an independent my entire life. I have never been a registered Democrat or Republican. I am fiscally right-wing conservative with one thing and one thing only, my damn money with taxes. Taxes in New Jersey and California, I ain't trying to hear it. That's it. I'm left-leaning. When it comes to women's rights, LGBTQ plus rights, women's choices, pro-choice, because I don't believe in telling a woman what to do with her body. I might have spoken against transgender athletes competing against young ladies, but that's it. Not against them as a community. And I support them. And most importantly, I voted that way. So let's get that out the way. And understand that if it's not a lie, I clearly have been misrepresented. And if people did their research and you really illuminated what I've said on other platforms outside of Fox, where I'm far more prevalent than I've ever been on Fox News, y'all would know. But they want to big up who they want to big up. It's tantamount to what transpires during the election. Folks on the right pick who they want. The Democratic Party picks for the people who they want, which is one of the problems that I have with the Democratic Party. But that's neither here nor there. When it comes to the athletes, my brother, Matt Barnes, I told you, you're invited on the show anytime, face to face. I'll come on all the smoke with y'all face to face. And the only thing that I'm going to say to Steven Jackson, Stacks, oh, I want you there. That's all I'm going to say. In my face, tell me what you know about me. I can't wait. Don't go on social media, whatever. Invite me. I'll be there. Want to say this to you, Matt. I appreciate you, bro. And I'm glad that you came out with the video responding the way that you did, because that's the Matt Barnes I know. Your opinion is different than mine. Nah, old school Stephen A. wouldn't slap the shit out of this new Stephen A. because there ain't no new Stephen A. I always been Stephen A. I am consistent. It's other people who have changed. And it doesn't catch me by surprise, nor do I consider it an accident that all of this noise that has been coming at me has been since I got my new deal. You got cats wanting me canceled and acting like I didn't work 30 years to earn where I got and want to strip me of everything that I bust my ass for my entire career. Knowing that I helped, I'm not talking about you, Matt, you're not doing that. But I'm talking about these people. Knowing how many people from our community that I've helped along the way. But if you remember, Matt, I always talk about this. There's a difference between being listened to and being heard. Anybody can nod their head and listen and say, I got it, I got it, I got it. But when they hear you, that means they recognize what you're doing and they see the forest from the trees. And sometimes you have to maneuver differently through the terrain in order to get shit done. You remember that, Stephen A., don't you? I know you do because it's what I told AI. The same AI that rocked with me when you were in Philly was the same AI that 2 years earlier didn't talk to me for 8 months. And I didn't talk to him because we were on the outs because I went at his ass for some stuff that he was doing in an effort to try to help him, which he saw later as opposed to earlier. Countless athletes I've done that for and will continue to do and always will do because I ain't a black man. I'm a brother. And I'm never going to sit idly by and watch my brothers and sisters fall on their face and get in their own way when I want them all to prosper. Ain't no fun being at the top alone if assuming I'm at the top. I want to uplift. I want to help. But you don't do that by lying and sending somebody down a false path and acting like they ain't doing shit or they doing shit right when they doing shit wrong. That's not productive. That ain't looking out. That truly is selling out. Telling you to go down a path that's going to lead to your destruction. That ain't me. I'm not going to stand Alibaba and do that to us. I'm going to let you know, even if it makes you dislike me, because I'm looking out. I ain't selling out. And the reason why I bring that up, Matt, is because you one of the people that I rock with. I don't think you smart. I think you brilliant. I think you brilliant as shit. And I'm proud to know you. Ain't no animosity this way, especially after that video. We good. And we'll talk when we see each other, whatever. You welcome to come on the show. I will come on yours as well if you want me to. But Matt, I'm going to close by asking you this, albeit rhetorically. All these cats that talk shit in the world of athletics, especially the current crop, because I got more relationships than people realize. You think I know what I know and nobody talks to me? Of course, people still talk to me. You see me at games, cats roll up on me and talk to me and holler at me or whatever. You think that's an accident? This notion that people don't rock with me, they don't fuck with me. Really? I beg to differ. Text messages, phone calls, advice, et cetera, et cetera. Come on, man, you know how this goes. But rhetorically speaking, do you notice, Matt, that all these cats with their podcasts, all these cats with their shows, I'm talking about current players. Do you notice they've never invited me on? You ever ask yourself why, Matt? If I'm so wrong and I'm so effed up and I've changed and I've sold out and I've done all of this, have you ever wondered why they haven't challenged me on a public platform in my face, thereby giving me an opportunity to respond directly to them? Have you ever noticed why they don't do that? When LeBron had the shop, I would have came on. If somebody else got their podcast, I'd come on. When have you known me to say no to somebody that said, yo, man, I want to get at you. I don't like what you said. I'm talking about people I respect. I'm not talking about assholes. Outside of the sports world, all of these people, they'll want to be platforms. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about cats I've covered. Because you know what my philosophy is. With the platform that I have, First Take, SiriusXM, ESPN, YouTube, the multitude of platforms that I have, I think it's real weak to talk about people and don't talk to them, especially when they ask you to do so. You know I don't run, dog. You know I don't hide. You ever wonder why they haven't called? Because it's one thing to talk shit on social media or your YouTube platform when I ain't around. It's another thing entirely to do that shit to my face when I get an opportunity to respond in real time. Just ask yourself that question. Once again, thanks for the video, dog. I appreciate you. We good. We good. We could talk anytime you want to. On camera, off camera. I'm always here for you, bro. I'm always here. Yo, Stacks, I look forward to seeing you, dog. I look forward to it. Matter of fact, I can't wait. Sit down in front of my face. I know. Really? I want to know. To my face. All I ask is for the chance to respond. That would be my definition of Christmas coming early. Or Valentine's Day. Or Thanksgiving. Or whatever holiday you want to utilize. Again, I'm here. I'll see y'all soon. Looking forward to it. I'm out.